A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
My musical palette draws from many different experiences. Growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, mostly in San Francisco, I believe these concepts of nation and concepts of genre separate things that to me feel more whole. So my music is an attempt to find that wholeness.
From the island republic of San Francisco. We are the April Fishes from the island republic of San Francisco. How's it going, yo? How's it going, yo?
The drummer is Aaron Kerbel. He looks Hungarian, but he's not. And then the bass player is Safa Shokray. He's from Iran. He was born in Tehran. He came during the revolution. He came to the United States. The cellist is Misha Kalikulov. He is from Uzbekistan. He was raised there till he was 4 years old and then came to San Francisco. And then the trumpet player and the man who plays the jug is Mario Alberto Silva, the trumpet player. He is from Nicaragua, but he was born in California.
I walk around the world and everywhere I go, I see the same light, commanded, modified. Walk around the world and everywhere I go.
April Fish, Poisson d'Avril, the 1st of April, is the translation from the French for April Fools. And for me, a fool is someone who can speak to power in times of great political craziness. The fool is crazy. They're crazy. So they can say the things that other people might not feel okay to say, and they can say it in a way that is beautiful, happy, silly, funny, playful, but it still contains this truth in it. The new album is called Build, and it is my wish for myself and for the world to activate our creative potential. Buckminster Fuller, the artist, said that you can't change an existing system by fighting it. I don't have visions of apocalypse or violent upheaval. You're not going to change anything like that. You'll just recreate violence. And what we need to do is build something even better.
Soplando, soplando más fuerte. Mis pensamientos como las hojas son esparcidos. Hay una línea, hay una línea, hay una línea.
No puedo cruzarla.
Hay una línea, hay una línea, hay una línea. No puedo cruzarla.
I think all music is political music. If I'm writing about something that has nothing to do with the police crackdowns around the world, the global uprising around the world, if I write about something very, very tiny and specific that has nothing to do with that, that is a political choice. What we choose to focus on in our art is necessarily either reflecting what we're seeing in the world or not reflecting.
Hay una línea, hay una línea, hay una línea. Yo me voy.
Hey! Come on now, Budapest, this ain't no time to rest. Just flap your wings like you're a bird that fell out the nest. I mean it from the crest. I don't mean this in jest. Just to let you know, that's how we like to roll. So shake it, move your feet. That's right. I do it down on the town. I don't turn around. That's right. My name is Dan. I don't turn around. I do it. Soy payaso. Soy payaso. Soy payaso. Soy payaso.
Esta mañana no sé quién soy. Anoche vino la luna. Anoche se fue mi razón. Dime cómo, cómo, cómo.
San Francisco attracts people from around the world who are very open-minded, and it also has a history of people who are very close-minded, and these people all live together. And so it's an interesting place. It's a very interesting place. I think what is respected in San Francisco is the ability to speak up and speak out and practice our practice engaging in a democratic process. What we witnessed recently with Occupy San Francisco and Occupy Oakland is that when people did go out into the streets now, the response from the police was severe and extreme. And so we in San Francisco are encountering sort of a crisis of identity of what it means to be a freedom fighter in San Francisco right now. It's not the same that it used to be 20 years ago or 30 years ago. We're living under a different political climate that is it's very concerning.
Arrested for writing this song. I wanted to get arrested if you sing along. la madre me encontraba en un hogar de serena. La madre me encontraba en un hogar de serena. Mientras la brisa cantaba y calmaba mi pena. Mientras la brisa cantaba y calmaba mi pena. En la mar, mi pena pude calmar. En la mar, mi pena pude calmar. ¡Vamos, marito! Luego me acerqué a la playa, le cantaba soledad. Luego me acerqué a la playa, le cantaba soledad. De alegría me desmayaba, que atar de la mar. De alegría me desmayaba, que atar de la mar. En la mar, en la mar, mi pena pude calmar. En la mar.
We went from the coast of the United States, Tijuana, which is the border, all along the border between the US and Mexico to Texas. And during the last 10, 15 years, as trade has become free trade, the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, there has been increasing poverty in Mexico. Increasing malnutrition of children in Mexico and an increasing workforce of people coming up through the border. And as that has happened, the U.S. is building a more militarized border along both Bush and Obama. It's the same mentality, different face, but the same mentality of building these walls between the United States and Mexico. So we went and we interviewed people on both sides of the border and went to witness ourselves what happens to people when they try to cross a very, very dangerous crossing.
You say, si se puede, 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 si se puede. Yes, 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 we can, we can, we can, we can. Here we go. Yeah. when they knock on your front door, tell me how you gonna come with your hand on your head or on the trigger of your gun. When the law breaks in, tell me how you gonna go, shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row. They can crush us, they can bruise us, but they have to answer to, the guns of Brixton.
I was in Paris. I was writing music for 3 days. I wasn't speaking to anyone. I was just writing, writing, writing. And one day I went to a cafe and I sat down, and a very handsome man sat next to me, and we started talking. And he looked at me, and we were speaking in French, and I said, you know, where are you from? He said, I'm from Algeria. And I said, where are you from? I said, oh, I'm from San Francisco. He said, aren't you afraid to be an American in Paris with all these angry Arabs? If you were in my neighborhood, like, that'd be it. And I looked at him and I said, no, I'm not afraid. There's too much of that. Anyway, I'm not an American, you're not an Arab, we're not in Paris, we're in life. Like, it's these identities. And I understand the hatred. I understand the roots of the hatred. The foreign policy of the United States, the arrogance of the United States, the treachery of the mentality from the United States. I can understand how people would respond like that, but I feel like, again, This is the danger. This is the danger. When we lose our ability to have compassion, when we lose our empathy, and when we lose our desire to cooperate, that's when you can divide people and manipulate. And so that song is about wanting to feel that essential celebration of life rather than division between division between people. It saddens me a lot.
People, really, I promise we are. We're not really troublemakers, not really, not in the extraordinary or ordinary sense of the word. Maybe in the extraordinary sense, anyway. Il y avait quelques jours en silence, j'ai pas dit un mot, et puis je t'ai rencontré ici, à Paris, dans un bistrot, tu viens d'agir, moi je viens de San Francisco.
Monster.
I am now, for the last year and a half, I practice medicine for free, and I live off of my music, which means I make very little money, and I give my skill as a doctor for free. In the United States, where medicine is very much a capitalist project, it's a for-profit, people make lots of money off of the business of medicine. For me, it's very difficult as a doctor to be part of a system of medicine that where people make so much money off of the suffering of others. So it feels good to practice medicine for free right now. I think my patients inspire me very much. And also, as a doctor, you are a witness to society in a very privileged way. When you, as I practice medicine, I get to see the inequalities of society. I get to see the beauty of society in a very immediate way. So it definitely inspires me.
La clémence sous la route. Yeah. Chica, biga, riga.